is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. While Alicia was singing, there's been a lot going on in the skies above the Big Fork Valley. We tapped into the radar ball north of Nashwauk, which is operated by NORAD, we've learned. We've decoded that, broken in, and we've seen that Earl and Jack have been making quick time around the area. Shelley, what are you hearing?
So far, so good. Earl and Jack, they've been spotted on a lot of rooftops. He radioed in asking about chimneys, and after a while, he just started chimneying the front doors. There was a few calls to the police, but people have been pretty forgiving after they see the flying donkey. Really, he's only got a few more houses left.
Unbelievable. I never thought we could do it. And by we, I mean, you know.
I know. Yeah. I just got a signal, and he's on the last house.
Well, let's listen in.
Here we are, Jack. Last house. All we have to do is get this doll down to a little girl named Iris, and we just may have done something right in our lives.
Yeehaw! Yeehaw!
Well, how do you reckon we get into this house? Looks like another gas furnace. I'll bet Santa has an easier time with this stuff. Maybe if I just slide down the roof here a little bit, I can shimmy into this attic window. Hold on. I'm almost there. Oh!
Yeehaw!
Oh! Jack, are you okay? Well, that's good. I don't think I broke anything, except, oh no, this doll is flatter than a flapjack. What are we gonna do?
Who's out there? Are you kidding me? Am I supposed to believe you're Santa?
Iris, is that you? I'm Earl. I work for Santa. Yeah, I'm okay. I was about to deliver your present to do Santa a favor, but I fell off the roof.
Dude, that doll is all messed up.
Yeah, I tell you what, little girl, hold on. Aren't you supposed to be a little girl?
I was a little girl. Now I'm 17 and about 2 seconds from calling the cops. What were you doing on our roof?
Oh, heck, some people can't ever get anything right. Now, that sure applies to old Earl and Jack the donkey. Earlier tonight, Jack and I were bestowed with Santa's magical gift of flight. And we were riding like lightning delivering presents. We almost get it right. But at the last minute, the magic ran out, and we fouled it all up. And there's just no hope, I guess, for an old washed-up cowboy like me.
You know, I stopped believing in Santa a long time ago.
You did, huh? Well, me too, until tonight. Any fat guy that can make a donkey fly is real in my book.
So, let me get this straight. You saw Santa Claus?
Nope. I heard about him from some folks who had, though.
And you believe in him because he made you and your donkey fly?
Yes, he surely did.
But your donkey is clearly on the ground right now.
Yes, ma'am. We are earthbound. But I'm telling you the truth.
And why should I believe that?
Oh, I don't know. I suppose I wouldn't. Anyway, Santa thought you should have this doll. Despite your advanced age.
You know what's funny? This beat-up doll would look great on the album cover I've been working on for my band. I was going to put this messed-up doll in this dollhouse that had been trashed. Our band name is Domestic Disturbance. It's punk rock.
Old Earl usually just sings cowboy songs, you know, and Christmas carols, I suppose.
I know some of those. Well, Earl, I actually love this doll, and you could use a lift. Want to sing with me?
Sure. Sounds all right.
Hark the
herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies, with angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king.
Unbelievable. Jack the Donkey singing on the song, too. The great Northern radio player. I'm glad that's taken care of.